its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Live Music Friday is today. We've been enjoying the sounds of Heartland Klezmorim, a Lansing-based ensemble that will be playing in next weekend's Great Lakes Folk Festival in East Lansing. David Klein, Ben Gadoshian, Chris Hamilton, and Drew Howard are all in the studio today. Let's listen to them perform Ma Yophis, Heartland Klezmorim. Heartland Klezmorim on Current State here on WKAR. It's David Klein, Ben Gadoshian, Chris Hamilton, and Drew Howard, who is a previous visitor to Current State and the spokesman for Heartland Klezmorim. Welcome back, Drew.
Good morning, Mark.
For the life of a gigging musician.
Yes, yes. Radio, Orthodox weddings, I tell you, it's the life.
Death metal one day, klezmer the next. You never know what.
Well, we got to work where we can work.
Give us a good working definition of klezmer. What constitutes klezmer music?
Well, klezmer music is Eastern European creation, but it's also an American creation given the instruments that we're using, right, David?
That is correct.
David's the trumpet player in the band here. So,
basically, klezmer music is the dance celebration music of the East European Yiddish-speaking Jews. This is the music you would have heard at bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, a chasana, which is, of course, Yiddish for wedding. And so this is what this music is. It's celebration music. And in Yiddish, we have a word called simcha, which means celebration. This is simcha music.
It sounds fun to play as a musician.
It is.
It's got to be. Yeah. And now, does klezmer music, is it klezmer without a horn? I think every klezmer band I've ever seen has a... Often it's a clarinet. You play a trumpet, David.
Is it
is it klezmer music without a horn? That's my question.
Well, klezmer music is the music, and it's never so much the instrumentation.
Okay. And what makes it fun to play?
The events that we play, we're the band. When you go to a bar mitzvah or a wedding and they put somebody in a chair and hold the chair up and dance around, that's what we do.
Okay.
That is the behavior that we hopefully incite with our infectious dance music.
You're inciting all kinds of behavior.
I hope so. I hope to incite Joe later on.
How long have you guys performed as a band, David?
We've been together since August of 2006.
Okay. And you have an opportunity to stay pretty busy as a klezmer band.
I mean, you have it locked.
You pretty much got the klezmer locked down in this area.
We kind of do. David's a real pioneer in getting us into folk festivals that have never had this kind of music before. Dance festivals and Great Lakes Folk Festivals had klezmer groups before, but Wheatland Dance Camp, for one, I don't think has ever had a klezmer group. So David's really been pioneering getting us into these new venues, as well as the traditional events we play, Orthodox weddings, bar mitzvahs, and things like that.
You're listening to Drew Howard and David Klein talking about their band, Heartland Klezmorim, who, I beg your pardon. Thank you very much. Accent on the right syllable. There. They'll be performing at the Great Lakes Folk Festival next weekend. David, tell us about your new CD, I Love You Much Too Much.
Well, this was a CD we recorded last fall, and a lot of it is music that we've been playing for quite some time. It is music that is both traditional and also from the Yiddish theater, and a lot of music from the Yiddish theater was actually very influenced, at least the Yiddish theater here in America, began to get influenced by jazz. And so we began to really put a lot of that into our repertoire, and it is absolutely wonderful to play all of it in combinations, sometimes doing different takes on the traditional tunes, of course, really jazzing up the old Yiddish theater tunes, and that's a lot of fun.
Now, do you have klezmer? There's got to be klezmer music enthusiasts, I take it.
I think there are, yes. It's still kind of an obscure music form, to be sure. And so it's new to a lot of people's ears.
Yeah.
What is this that I'm hearing? I mean, some of the music, some of what klezmer uses are modes, musical modes that are not Western in sound at all. And so that gives it a new sound to people as well. But we've been playing right along here at the East Lansing Art Festival for years and stuff. So we're slowly converting people, or if not converting, making new friends.
There are only friends you haven't met yet, right?
Right? Exactly.
Is that it? What's your performance schedule like next weekend?
Well, David? We're going to be at the Great Lakes Folk Festival, and there's a wonderful group of people we've been working with over there. We thank them. And, of course, the MSU Museum, so we've been working with them. And we're going to have a schedule Friday night at 6:30. We're going to be in the dance tent. Saturday at 2 o'clock, we'll be in the dance tent. At 8 o'clock Saturday evening, we'll be playing a concert on the City Hall stage. And Sunday, we'll be back on the dance tent starting at 12:30.
Heartland Klezmorim of Lansing, klezmer music next weekend at the Great Lakes Folk Festival. We'll let you guys retake your seats here because we're going to let these guys play us out. Next week on Current State, we have guests from the Lansing School District. Peter Spadafore and Yvonne Kamal Kanul discuss strategic plans. We'll also stay up to date with the upcoming primary elections, and we'll be coming to you live Friday evening from the Great Lakes Folk Festival in East Lansing. That and more next week on Current State. It's Heartland Klezmorim. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us here on Current State on WKAR.